Coming up on the Get Lean, Eat Clean podcast.
We have three products that we crafted to be morning, noon, and night. You know, that's the recommended, but so we have lion's mane in the morning for focus, mental clarity, reducing some of that brain fog and grogginess. And then midday, we have the six mushroom blend called Super Troop, which is like our multi-mush. It has six different mushrooms and two of them boost energy. So it's kind of a little energy boost. And then at night, reishi. So we take all three every day. And you're just getting all of our mushrooms in daily.
Hello, and welcome to the Get Lean, Eat Clean podcast. I'm Brian Grin, and I'm here to give you actionable tips to get your body back to what it once was 5, 10, even 15 years ago. Each week, I'll give you an in-depth interview with a health expert from around the world to cut through the fluff and get you long-term sustainable results. This week, I interviewed the co-founders of a new functional mushroom company, Troop. Stephanie and her co-founder, Jake, share their experiences with incorporating functional mushrooms into their daily routine, the unpredictable yet exciting future of the industry, how to improve your sleep with reishi mushrooms, and how they plan to disrupt and dominate the market with Troop. Really enjoyed my interview with Stephanie and Jake. I know you will too. Thanks so much for listening and enjoy the show. All right. Welcome to the Get Lean, Eat Clean podcast. My name is Brian Grin and I have Stephanie and Jake on. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us, Brian.
Yeah, we're excited to be here.
Excited to have you on the show. Heard about your company, Troop, and excited to talk about that. That's a functional medicine company. Functional mushroom company, I should say. And we're going to talk about all the benefits and how people can use your product and, you know, obtain a greater life and maybe help with certain issues that they have. But before we get into all of that, why don't we dial back a little bit, Stephanie and Jake, and tell us how you sort of started the company. And I know you guys are cousins, and how did that sort of come about working together?
Yeah, I can kick us off and I'm sure Jake will fill in the blanks. Sure. So yeah, Jake and I are cousins and we started this company completely unexpectedly during COVID. I had lost my job in hospitality and Jake had gotten into a ski accident and broke his leg and he's okay now. But during that time, I had nothing to do. So I offered to move in and help take care of his leg at his family's house. So we moved into his parents' house. And after a few weeks of binging Netflix, like the rest of the world, we got really bored. And I had read this book called How to Change Your Mind by Michael Pollan. And it really inspired me. And I learned that mushrooms could be neuroplastic and have all these incredible benefits for your mind and your body. And I turned to Jake and I was like, do you want to start growing mushrooms? And he's like, absolutely. So he was down, no questions asked. And so we got to it. We taught ourselves how to grow mushrooms. And during that time, we became so fascinated and immersed with mushrooms and wanted to share it with our community. And when we were trying to share it, there was no way that really resonated with us. Everything on the market was very ceremonial or earthy or mystical and was powders and tinctures. And Jake is especially adverse out of the two of us of all that kind of stuff. And I remember one day he asked if or he said, let's make gummies and share this with our community. And I'll let him take it from there. But yeah, after that, the rest was kind of history.
Yeah. So my mom had actually been like on these functional mushrooms for a bit at that time. And she's kind of like hippie-esque. And I had a very like adverse reaction to that. I was very anti all of that. I liked Western medicine, science-backed and all of these things. And the powders and the pills just really didn't speak to me at all. So gummies really was the obvious choice for me. And I wanted it to be delicious. Like if I'm going to take something all the time, I want it to taste good as well. And so we wanted to move away from the ceremonial, the like kind of like, you know, hippie-esque, earthy. We wanted to be science-backed. We wanted to make it easy and fun to take these mushrooms. Because there's also a huge stigma against mushrooms. you know, people hear mushrooms, they automatically think psychedelic, they think poisonous, or they think, oh, the mushrooms that go on your pizza. So there's not really, people didn't really have the mindset of there are these medicinal mushrooms that can boost your focus and help with your gut health and so many other things. So we wanted to make it a way that people would be able to take those in a really simple and fun way. So we went and we actually tried to make the gummies ourselves in the kitchen, and they turned out terribly. So that we didn't let that stop us. And we hired a gummy scientist, which is a real job, which is very cool because it's all science. And we perfected a gummy that took about a year to make of trial and error because we had a lot of specifications. We wanted it to be gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, vegan, no artificial flavors, no artificial colors, just like as healthy as you could possibly get in a gummy. And so then we came up with our gummies and they taste unbelievably good. Like, honestly, a lot of people tell us you should just make a candy company. But we put really powerful functional mushrooms in there. And then it just kind of took off from there.
Yeah, I know seeing the mushrooms that you guys have on the market, reishi, chaga, turkey tail, lion's mane, cordyceps, and maitake. You see them in like a powder form, because I've had them before in like a powder form where you mix them with a shake or whatever. Is that what you wanted to do, just to like set yourself apart a little bit from other companies on the market, was to make it into like a gummy form?
Yeah, exactly. And research has shown actually that the more frequently you take these mushrooms and like the longer duration of taking them daily, the more impact it has on your health. So we also wanted to make it as easy as possible to take these every single day. Because for me, I'm someone who I get really excited about a new health regimen where I will be making a shake every single day for like 8-9 days. And then I don't do it for 3 months. You know, so we wanted to really make something that people could feel happy and comfortable taking every day.
Yeah. And did you guys have, like, obviously trying out the different mushrooms and growing them yourself, did you find yourself and like get any positive outcomes during this trial and error process?
Yeah, definitely. Of course. I mean, that's why we wanted to continue it for sure.
Yeah. I personally was taking a lot of reishi, which is known as the elixir of immortality. And for me, I had a lot of trouble sleeping and it was anxiety-based sleep problems. So I would just like lay in my bed for 5-6 hours at night, staring at the ceiling, thinking. And reishi had an impact of just like really calming down my nervous system and calming down my stress and anxiety that allowed me to sleep. And major, major impact on my life.
Yeah. What other stories do you have from customers and stuff that have taken some of your products? Like, what are some of the positive benefits that people could get from not only reishi, but the other ones?
Yeah, there's a ton. A couple that come to mind right away is one of our customers had really bad long COVID, where they suffered from extreme brain fog, and they said that the lion's mane was super helpful in clearing that brain fog. And it was like the first time he had experienced relief from that. We have another customer who was never able to donate blood because her blood levels were so low in iron. After taking our mushrooms, she was able to donate blood for the first time in her life, which was incredible. We definitely do get a lot of people saying that it helps with sleep, helping them calm down. And the best part about that is it doesn't make you groggy like a melatonin. It actually relaxes the body, goes to the root cause, and allows you to de-stress and therefore have a better night's sleep. And also mushrooms are incredible for your gut health. So we have a 6-mushroom blend, which is packed with immune boosting benefits and also is incredible for your gut health. And lastly, something else that just came into my mind as well is my dad, actually, I make my parents take it because dementia runs in our family. course, I would have taken it anyways, but dementia runs in our family. And that's one of the main reasons I wanted to create a lion's mane product, because lion's mane actually shields your brain from cognitive decline. And my dad actually notices his memory getting better, which is incredible.
I actually heard a story from a customer on that note that was really impactful to hear, that their mom has Alzheimer's and is like really going through it. And they told me that taking lion's mane, giving their mom lion's mane within about 30 minutes to an hour, they noticed significant improvement in memory, like noticeable improvement in memory when they take lion's mane, which that just was so like heartwarming and awesome and validating to hear that it has a real impact and an immediate impact.
Yeah. And how are they created? Like, I know you guys tried making them in your own kitchen and you had to hire a scientist, which was probably a smart idea.
Yeah.
How are these made into gummies?
Steph, you want to take that?
Sure. Yeah. So basically you have to extract mushrooms in order to get the bioavailable compounds out of them. So if you just take a mushroom, like a reishi, and you grind it up, your body is not going to be absorbing all of the nutrients and the benefits that it has to offer. So there's fat and water soluble compounds. So you need to do at least a hot water and alcohol extraction. And so we knew that going into this, that we would need a quality extracted product. A lot of companies on the market are actually not selling an extracted product, and they're not selling what's called the fruiting body of the mushroom. So that means when you look at a mushroom, the part that grows above the ground with the stem and the cap that we all know and love is the fruiting body. And the mycelium is this underground root structure. It's a lot cheaper to grow this mycelium, and it grows on like a starch, for instance, a rice. And when you process that, it just becomes a mostly starch blend, and it's a lot cheaper. So a lot of companies are using that cheaper product in their cheaper mushroom products. So we knew from the beginning that sourcing the best quality mushrooms was our biggest mission. And we basically reached out to every single mushroom farm in the country, because being sourced in the United States was extremely important to us for quality control. So we've looked at every mushroom farm, all the wholesalers, and we didn't want to use a powder in our gummies because it takes up too much space and it wouldn't taste good. So we needed a liquid extraction, which is even more difficult. At the beginning of our company, we were all about the path of most resistance, not least resistance, which is what you would probably tell a startup. So it was really, really difficult finding a quality extraction. And then on top of that, we also wanted to be this delicious, as healthy as possible gummy with a custom formula. So we had hired that gummy scientist who basically what they do is they make the gummy slurry and then they mix in that mushroom extraction into the slurry. And then you pour it into the molds, the gummy molds. And of course, we really wanted to also really show our premium nature and something that would even make us stand out even more. We got custom molds for our gummies. So we're the only ones who have this. It's this little mushroom on them. It just kind of goes a step above and beyond showing who we are. But yeah, so that's kind of the process of making the gummies.
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now. I mean, it looks like you could like eat quite a bit of them, and they're probably, like you said, taste well. How do you like, obviously you only want to pop a certain amount of them. Is there like a dosage depending on, you know, weight, or how does that work?
The standard dose is 2 gummies. That's like your typical dose of mushrooms that you would get, pretty industry standard, although our mushrooms are a lot more concentrated than almost every other company. So you're getting a good dose with just a 2 mushrooms is our recommended. However, some people feel more or less. So for instance, like my mom, she takes 1 of our lion's mane gummies, and that's really all she needs to take. And she feels focused, and she feels like the brain buzz, and she doesn't need any more than that. And then we have other people who need 3 to feel it. And things like that. So it really just depends on your body sensitivity. And you just got to kind of feel that out for yourself.
Got it. Okay. And I noticed on your blog, you talk about mushrooms are good for anyone, really, vegans as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Our gummies are vegan, and the actual mushrooms themselves are also really great meat substitutes for vegans too. We talk about that on our website. But yeah, definitely. We wanted our gummy to be accessible to everyone, so vegans included.
Yeah. And which one's your top selling one?
The lion's mane.
Lion's mane. Okay. And that's more for focus and energy.
Yep.
Yeah. Focus, mental clarity. It also helps fight inflammation. It's great for gut health. And going back to the brain benefits, it actually helps grow new neurons in the brain and helps repair nerve damage in the body, which is incredible.
Now, like the research done on these mushrooms, is it done on like a lot of it done on humans or like more animal based models?
So far, it's been more animal-based models and testing, but they are opening up new like human-based trials, and it's just been hard because like the standards of testing are
Right.
really challenging, and the people who can afford these tests are usually in the pharmaceutical industry, and the pharmaceutical industry does not like these mushrooms because these mushrooms prevent illnesses and they prevent things that, they would usually make a lot of money on. So as we're moving from, curative medicine to preventative medicine, definitely it's being worked on, and more research is happening every day on these functional mushrooms. But so far it's been mostly in animal trials.
Okay. And what would you say, like sleep is a big one, right? I think a lot of people are like trying to optimize sleep, and I know Jake, it helped with you. And which was the one that you mentioned regarding that?
Reishi.
Reishi. Okay.
Yeah.
And is that something that you would take like at a certain time during the day, like a few hours before you went to bed?
Yeah, exactly. It ranges for different people, but like Steph said earlier, it doesn't make you tired and sleepy like melatonin might. It actually just decreases the cortisol in your body. So you're feeling less stress, less anxiety, and you can really feel like, for me, I take it around like 7, 8 o'clock at night, and I really feel this like just wave of physical like calmness come over my body, where this almost like this ever-present like little buzzing of anxiety that I always have just kind of quiets down and goes still, and I feel very still and relaxed, and it feels amazing. And then when I go to sleep, like in that state, I'm able to fall asleep fast without any trouble and without any, thinking and what's going to happen tomorrow and this and that. So definitely, not everyone takes it at night. Some people take it in the morning for stress or if
Yeah.
they have a tough day of work.
I was just going to say, I actually don't really take, I mean, I do sometimes take it at night, but mostly I'll be taking it in the morning, actually, or in the afternoon when I'm feeling really stressed. Or sometimes if I have a coffee that is just out of this world too strong for me, and everyone knows that feeling of like jumping out of their own skin, I'll definitely be taking Reishi and it calms me down. It's incredible. It's a great pairing with coffee in the morning, honestly.
And obviously, you guys have tried all of these. Are there other ones that you have in the staple that you guys take, or just mainly the
Yeah, we take all of them for sure.
reishi?
Yeah, so we kind of crafted it like we have three products that we crafted to be morning, noon, and night. That's the recommended. But so we have a lion's mane in the morning for focus, mental clarity, reducing some of that brain fog and grogginess. And then midday we have the six mushroom blend called Super Troop, which is like our multi-mush. It has
Oh,
six different
sick.
mushrooms, and two of them bo boost energy. So it's kind of a little energy boost. And then at night, Reishi. So we take all three every day. And you're just getting all of our mushrooms in daily.
Yeah, that's smart. I like that. Steph, do you do the same thing?
Yeah, I do. And I keep them right by my desk. So I'm probably more often than not taking more than the recommended two. It's also just kind of like a treat for me. So I do take them more than the recommended dose.
Can you overdose on these?
No, I mean,
No.
mushrooms are safe and non-toxic, so that's all good. You know,
Yeah.
you wouldn't probably too much of anything would be maybe a bad thing. Like you may not want to have like 3 bottles a day for a year or something like that. But no, I mean, we're all good here.
And what are some of the what would you say some of the biggest challenges you've had as a company, just with development of product and getting it out to the consumer?
That right
It's
there.
just everything, yeah. Yeah,
Oh
how
my
much time do we
God.
have?
Yeah, how much time?
It's just everything. Yeah, the manufacturing was incredibly difficult. You like Steph said, we chose the path of most resistance. We really wanted to do everything right from the beginning, which we still believe in the long term is the right decision. But you know, like we went, our bottles are 100% recycled plastic bottles. Same with the caps and the boxes. Everything is like sustainable. Everything from the United States. We're ordering from China is so much cheaper. We ordered all of our own ingredients for quality control, where a lot of manufacturers will just provide it. So we really did everything the hard way. And also, the molds, like Stephanie said, the reason behind and why we did a custom mold, like almost every other mushroom gummy you'll see out there is in the exact same shape. And there's a reason for that, because they're usually all made by the same provider, the exact same gummy with a different brand on it. We wanted to stand out because in the mushroom space right now, it's kind of like the Wild West. There's like no regulation at all. So people are throwing in these mycelium blends that's like 90% rice and calling it mushrooms and calling them mushroom gummies when you're getting almost no mushrooms or bioactive ingredients that really help you. And then they make it a really cheap product and then they sell it. And it's hard because, you know, ours is a lot more expensive. But, you know, the reason we made this custom mold is that there's this little mushroom stamp on it that we hope customers will see that stamp and one day know that that means, all right, this is quality. We know there's quality in this, quality mushrooms that you can trust. So, yeah, the challenges were just
Endless.
manufacturing was, yeah, endless manufacturing challenges. But yeah, I think in the long run, I hope that consumers will recognize that.
Yeah, I give you guys a lot of credit. I mean, not easy to do a startup in general, but in this space, I'm sure ultra competitive. And like you said, you want to do it right the first time with premium ingredients and making sure that you get, get it from the source it from the right place. 'Cause like you said, the supplement industry, if we group this in with that, like you said, it's a little bit like the Wild Wild West, and no one really overlooks these companies, right? That your competitors.
Yep,
Yeah,
exactly.
there's FDA guidelines, and when we launched, I remember like there was a checklist, and I was making sure to check off every single thing. But they are just guidelines, and no one oversees them. So yeah, it is just kind of free play.
Well, this was great. I mean, is there anything else you want to share regarding the company or where you guys are going? Are you coming up with so many new products?
We definitely have new product ideas on the horizon. So definitely stay tuned for that. That's something we want to do by the end of the year. And our goal as a company is really to be the household name of mushroom products. We want to expand into different categories, but always maintaining at our core, we are a premium mushroom brand and we are a leader in education. And Troop, the name, means a group of mushrooms. So as we continue to grow, we always want to be fostering community and connection with whatever we do.
Love that. And yeah, I was going to ask you where the name came from, but you explained
Yeah.
that. I'll ask you one final question. You guys can each answer, and goes a little bit along this line, but maybe you'll come up with something a little bit different. But what one tip would you give? Because a lot of my guests are in health and fitness, right? And they're looking to maybe get their body or their minds back to what it once was when they were younger, in the younger years. So 10, 15 years ago, let's say. What one tip would you give that individual? Jake, you want to go first?
Yeah, I would just say be gentle with yourself and be really like accepting. And because when you're like hard on yourself and you like shame yourself, like I should have been doing this, I could have been doing that, like, oh, I missed the gym, I made an agreement to go. If you're just kind of like really gentle with yourself and accepting, it's actually much easier to get back on track and to maintain those habits when you're not like really feeling shame about it. And then you won't have fear around building those habits. And that's something that we really strive to help people with, is build habits, you know, and build habits of taking mushrooms daily, taking your supplements daily. And if you miss it, just be like, okay, no problem, you know, I forgive and forget and move on and keep going.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Steph?
I would say just keep putting one foot in front of the other, because at the end of the day, it is a vision and it is a commitment for a lifestyle. We're not just, you know, trying to shed 5 pounds by Friday or whatever it is. It's more like I want to be fit and healthy and feel good in my body. And you're doing it to feel good. Like that is the motivation right there. And just putting one foot in front of the other. And when exactly what Jake said, when you mess up a couple of days, it's not a big deal because this is the habit for the rest of your life. So you have time, you're good. So yeah, have fun with it. Just put one foot in front of the other and you're gonna get there.
That's great. Well, thank you guys. And I'm reading on your website, we put the fun in fungi. Fun, wait, we put the fun in
Yeah.
fungi. Right? That's cute.
Yeah.
Well, trytroop.com.
Yes.
I will put
Yes.
link in the show notes. And I'm excited. I think you guys are sending me the try.
Yeah,
So
we are. We
that's
also
awesome.
have a promo code for your listeners.
That's great. And
Yeah.
what is that?
We're doing Get Lean 20.
Get Lean 20. Awesome. And I will put that in the show notes. So I'm
Yeah.
assuming that's 20% off.
It is
Yep.
20% off.
Very nice. Thank you.
Of course.
Well, definitely, I will look forward to checking them out and trying them, and I'll report back to you guys. So,
Thank you. Yeah.
awesome.
And
Appreciate that.
yeah, I'm glad to have you guys on, and thanks so much.
Thank you
Of
so much.
course.
Such a
Yeah, this was
pleasure.
awesome. Thanks, Brian.
You're
Yeah.
welcome.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Get Lean, Eat Clean podcast. I understand there are millions of other podcasts out there, and you've chosen to listen to mine, and I appreciate that. Check out the show notes at briangrin.com for everything that was mentioned in this episode. Feel free to subscribe to the podcast and share it with a friend or family member that's looking to get their body back to what it once was. Thanks again, and have a great day.